Lizzie Boring. The Notorious Murder Gets a Feeble Retelling for the Me Too Movement. I'm Jason Konigsberg of panandslam.com, and today I'm reviewing Lizzie, the new film about Lizzie Borden. All right, so everything was there on screen. The sets, the props, the costumes, all exquisite. Terrific actresses Kristen Stewart and Chloe Sevigny occupying the lead roles. Everything was there to make Lizzie a modern crime thriller classic of a most notorious American murder. Alas, behind the scenes must have been a mess. Or the director, writer, editor, and others involved were not ready to take on such a production. Most likely, it was the former. Craig William McNeil has only directed one previous film, The Boy, from 2015, and that little horror film's B-movie charms are very different than what was required to make the true crime murder tale come alive and attempt to be a topical allegory about women's repression for the Me Too movement. Lizzie ends up as a feeble attempt at being culturally relevant, and as a movie itself, it flounders with banal dialogue and wooden performances. Blame should go to the director, since he had the talented Academy Award nominee Chloe Sevigny in the lead role, and Kristen Stewart, who should have earned an Academy Award nomination for her role in Personal Shopper, carrying the movie. The stoic delivery of their lines made their scenes deadpan instead of compelling. After the opening title flashes on a black screen, we see the back of Lizzie Borden's head walking from inside a dark room to a bright backyard where we see Kristen Stewart vigorously scrubbing a window. It is then that we learn a murder just took place, and from there the film jumps back and chronicles the 6 months of the Borden family and their housemaid, Bridget Sullivan, played by Stewart, leading up to the murders. Lizzie is weak from a technical standpoint as well. Once again, shame on the director, who was in way over his head. The cinematography was all over the place. Some lighting in certain scenes were too dark, others were way too bright and overexposed, especially the final shot, which took away from any powerful emotion the film was trying to dramatize. Some scenes looked old-fashioned, as if they were only using natural light. Other scenes looked very modern and shot on digital. Most annoying is when some scenes in the house had this ugly orange hue that was difficult to look at. This was cinematography 101 at its worst. Just pick a lighting scheme and stick with it. Sometimes when a movie feels like it's going nowhere, one might ask themselves, what is the point of all this? I found myself asking that question during Lizzie. She grew up with a cruel and overbearing father, came from wealth and wanted to kill him for money, or the psychological damage he caused, or both. The Lizzie Borden in Lizzie is an unsympathetic and mentally unstable lesbian and not much else. That is the only real insight into her character. A famous American murderer is stuck in a movie that seemed to just transition from one scene to the next with no sense of purpose other than a few attempts to tie into the Me Too movement, but failed to be relevant to modern America because in the end, Lizzie is just not as memorable as the real-life crime that inspired it. It is not as memorable as the allegations of sexual assault that inspired the movement to give women a voice against powerful men. It's just kind of there. Skip Lizzie, watch Kristen Stewart give a much better performance in Personal Shopper, which I mentioned previously, the best role of her career thus far. I'm Jason Konigsberg, panning and slamming movies for you. Live long, prosper, and watch movies.